Christmas is just a week and a half away, but it seems not everyone in Whistler is getting into the holiday spirit. Whistler's RCMP detachment was called out to several mischief-related incidents as of late, including three separate reports of youths throwing rocks or snowballs at property. Those ambushes are yet to cause any property damage or injuries, but the calls use unnecessary police resources as members actively follow up with each report, and the incidents cause inconvenience of each complainant's time, see to Sky RCMP explained in a release. Those callouts are among the 128 files opened by the Whistler RCMP in the week spanning December 6 to 12. Police capped off that week by responding to reports of graffiti in the stairwell of a building in the 4,200 block of Whistler Village's Mountain Square. According to a release, yet-to-be-identified suspects used spray paint and markers to adorn the stairwell's wall with a few obscene words. Whistler RCMP intend to continue investigating the vandalism. Police road check yields several driving prohibitions. Whistler RCMP are also continuing to crack down on impaired driving in the BC resort. On Sunday, December 11, those efforts looks like a road check that stopped 28 cars. Of those vehicles, there were 9 instances where police sought breath samples from the driver. As a result of police observations and breath sample readings determined by a screening device, 3 drivers were pulled off the road. Each received a 3-day driving prohibition under the Motor Vehicle Act. RCMP following up with couple after assault near Whistler Hotel. On Wednesday, December 7, Whistler RCMP received 2 different reports about a man who, according to those reports, was being assaulted near one of the resort's hotels. In a release, police said a subsequent investigation found that the couple involved, who were both from out of town, had reportedly been drinking before getting into an argument that escalated into the woman allegedly assaulting her partner. Police worked with all parties, complainants, woman, and man, and are doing long-term follow-up to facilitate safety of the couple, police explained. Have any information to share about any of the above files? Contact Whistler RCMP at 604-932-3044, or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS or solvecrime.ca to remain anonymous.